I love going to a bank and trying to get a loan. The only way to get one is to prove you don't need one.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One morning, our phone rang. It was the president of a California company. He'd been watching what I was up to and wanted to hire me. I was flattered. "We don't know what you make now," he said, "but we will triple it in American dollars." Well, I cannot recall hearing God's voice so clearly on the phone before. "We'll be able to buy a car that won't quit," I told my wife. "A house that won't leak. The kids are going to love it. Disneyland will be just down the road." Soon we found ourselves sitting at an oak boardroom table being interviewed there in California. I felt right at home. My sights were set on stuff, security, success. All I had to do was squeeze the trigger. The president said, "We'd like you to take the job." I was ecstatic. "How much time will I be on the road?" I asked. There was silence. They looked at me like it was a trick question. "You'll be gone most of the time," the president said. Now, Ramona is gentle, but she was kicking me under the table. On the flight home, she expressed her concern. "Life is lived in chapters," she said. "Shouldn't this one include 3 children and a wife who loves you? We'd like to remember you for more than your rear end going out the front door. Shouldn't we be praying about this?" Well, I thanked her for her opinion, but I knew God's will for my wife. I wanted that job. The irony wasn't lost on me. Lately, I'd been burned out, flat on my back. And I began to ask, what is pushing me to travel so fast, to work such long hours? It was my drive to acquire surface stuff, to give my family the things I never had, money, exotic vacations, jeans without patches. But still, I wanted that job. During our layover in Seattle, I had to use the little boy's room. So I entered a tiny stall and latched the door behind me. And suddenly, the place began to shake. Lights flickered, doors rattled, walls shook. For the first time in my life, I was in an earthquake. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought about where you would like to die. Probably not there. I bet your list does not include an airport washroom. The guy in the cubicle next to me said, "Did I do that?" And I was speechless in Seattle. Knowing I was going to die, I had images flash before me. The birth of our first child, friends, family. There was not one image of an SUV, beachfront property, a yacht, or a step up the ladder to success. I got out of there as fast as I could, and I found my wife. I grabbed her, and I thought, I'm going to kiss her and let her feel the earth move one more time. Well, back on the plane, I scribbled these words on an airline napkin. I will consider myself a success when I'm walking close to Jesus every day, when I'm building a strong marriage, loving my kids, and performing meaningful work. I'll consider myself a success when I'm making others homesick for heaven. I'm ashamed to tell you it took an earthquake to bring me to that point, to alter my definition of what matters most. Back in the 1800s, Henry Ward Beecher wrote, "No man can tell whether he is rich or poor by turning to his wallet. It is the heart that makes a man rich." The Bible is filled with priceless wisdom on finances and insights that make the heart glad. In John 10:10, Jesus tells about the good shepherd and says of those he loves, "My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." This life comes from lining our priorities up with God's priorities and remembering that 75 years from now, no one's going to talk about what Phil Calloway's house looked like, the car we drove, or the thickness of our bank account. But the world could be a better place if we slowed down enough to love those he has put into our lives. For in the end, the things that matter most are not really things, after all.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across the U.S. and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are. In living rooms, kitchens, even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're prayerfully looking to raise $125,000 by June 30th. Give today at laughagain.us or call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.